Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Lamont brands a small group of calves. It's another gusty March day out here at the Herman Ranch in Bighorn County, and Lamont is branding calves at a corral 2 miles from HQ, atop a blustery hill with zero wind breaks. To understand what's going on today, you have to understand what's not going on.
You know, a lot of ranches, they will not, you know, what they've done 50 years ago is what they're going to do today.
Lamont's talking about the traditional seasonal rhythm of the Montana cow-calf producer, spring calving, summer branding, and fall shipping. But he and his family are doing things differently to ensure a steady, year-round supply of beef for his family's Billings store. So they're spreading out their calving, and by extension branding, rather than producing a single crop of calves.
A typical cow-calf producer will want a calf in 45 days. That way the marketability on them is easier, it's more uniform, it's highly desired by order buyer, a video livestock, auction barn, then it goes further on to the backgrounder, the feedlot, et cetera, on down to the packer. Uniform groups, operating a meat shop 365 days a year, meat available 365 days a year. For us, it come back to the ranch is if we were to stay with 45 days out of 365 days, you've got either a lot of meat in storage or whatever you're going to have to do to have meat available 18 months after calving.
This means the cows need to get with the program.
It gets into their system as they're cycling to get pregnant, what they do when they milk best on the grass.
And until the cows sync up and the new Herman Ranch calendar is set, the workload is both unpredictable and intensive. In addition to today's branding, there will be brandings in July, September, and November.
When you're moving programs like we've done, we're just in the kind of probably the highest management level.
The couple of dozen calves Lamont is branding today were born in December, so while this event is taking place earlier in the year than is typical around here, it is in the optimal 2 to 4 month old range. The branding setup is the same, a lot and a lot of moving parts, no matter how many animals you're working, and today's whipping wind isn't helping. The ground is dried out, the fire's struggling, and the irons are cooler than they should be.
So we're just going to get our branding stove set up to heat our irons to burn the calves.
Cattle branding ensures ownership, certainly. It's also a comprehensive, fast-paced process that includes vaccination, castration of bull calves, and ear tagging. It's a key time for ranchers to assess the calves' general health since the herd spends most of its time out in the hills. As they run through the chute and spend time on the cattle table, Lamont can take a closer look. He posts up behind the tailgate of his pickup to draw the vaccines and hand print his ear tags with a Sharpie.
So I'm trying to use this as a point of reference when I'm in the hills. So five, they're stillborn in 25. Actually, I wanted to make that 376. So this has been should have been the third group to calve. And this number is just what I use. That would be there.
Finally, hours after Lamont loaded his side-by-side to drive miles over rough and vertiginous hills through multiple gates, start a fire, prep the meds and tags, and issue instructions to his three helpers, two of whom have their minds on tomorrow's high school prom, he's ready to go.
Okay, guys.
Next week, in our season finale, Lamont takes samples from his reservoirs to ensure they're safe for the cattle to drink as the weather warms.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.